You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're in the book of Ephesians in chapter 6. We'll let the guys go down. Brother Fenner, you come and read the scripture first, all right, please?
Ephesians chapter 6 will be in verse 10, and I'll read down through verse 17. If you could follow along with me, please. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer together. God, we do pray now for the preaching of your word. We pray that you'd anoint our pastor and use him. God, I pray that we'd have ears to listen and a heart to receive your word. God, I pray that we would allow it to do its work in our lives, that we may be better servants of you. Lord, we promise to give you all the glory and all the praise for what's accomplished in this time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, thank you. I want to thank you, Brother Fenner, for praying and for reading the scripture. I want to ask you, what would you think if I had white pants with red stripes in that pants? And what would you think if I put with it a plaid purple shirt? And what would you think if I put a blue coat on, again with red stripes on it? And what would you think if I had a weird looking tie and a ball cap on? You'd say that guy does not know anything about class. I remember there's a picture out here and I have a plaid black and white checkered suit on back in the 70s. And I had that suit made, I think, for $9 in Korea while I was in Korea. And it looked hideous. I, at the same time, bought on sale yellow pants and a big check yellow and green, hunter green coat. I used to look cool. I had two new suits to me, plus the one suit I brought here. That was all I had. And I remember wearing those yellow pants. Can't believe I had yellow pants on. Yellow pants with that plaid coat, white shirt, and that greenish colored tie. Man, I looked cool. A lady came to me and she was livid. She was ready to leave the church. She goes, I am leaving the church. If you keep dressing like that, I do not like that dress. I do not like those, yellow pants were in. Anybody around back then, they were in. Brother Doug, they were in at one time, weren't they? Yeah, they were. But they're not in now. Anybody got yellow pants on tonight? I don't think so. And so I said, well, what do you want me? She goes, I want you to get rid of them. Well, I got rid of them. And I never wore it again, lost her as a member too. But nonetheless, I obeyed her. I'm speaking about dressing tonight for success. That's not an original title with me. I read it somewhere years ago in a book. I don't know what book it was, but I was in this passage, and I was preaching this passage, and the preacher said, dress for success. And God's word tells us how to dress for success. He says, first of all, in verse number 10, finally, my brethren. And when a preacher says finally, it doesn't mean anything. Ladies, don't put your shoes on because he's not yet finished, especially a Baptist preacher. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Clothe yourself with power. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The only one that can help you through your trials and your temptations and sin in life is God Almighty. In his power, stand strong in the Lord. And God's word goes on to say, for we wrestle not. He's comparing this battle of ours to a wrestling match. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's angelic angels that have fallen. And powers, that's judicial authority. And against rulers of darkness, that's satanic authority. This world is spiritual wickedness. That's just wickedness in high places. You and I, all of us, every single day of our lives, we all tomorrow morning are going to get up and we're going to face Satan. He says, a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom may devour. The devil hates you. The devil doesn't hate the God haters. The devil, he's already got them, but he hates God's people. And he's walking around saying, how can I cause this Christian to stumble today? And tomorrow you're going to, Roloff used to sing, once again, I faced Satan this morning and I battled him all the day long. But in my weakness, God sent reinforcements. I want you to know, child of God, you are going to face Satan tomorrow. Resist the devil. Resist him. And he'll flee from you. He's going to resist you with all these cunning devices he has. The wiles of the devil, it's trickery is what he's going to do. That's what the Bible says here in verse number 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the trickery, the cunningness of the devil. He's out to get you. And tomorrow you'll fight the devil. Tomorrow you'll fight your flesh. And our flesh, the old nature, is so much bent on doing wrong. You'll fight that flesh. And you'll fight the world. All of us will. I will fight the world, the flesh, the devil tomorrow. You will fight the world, the flesh. All of us will every day this week. But that's why you need to be strong in the Lord. Because God has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And here's how he says to dress. Wherefore, take you the whole armor of God. You tomorrow have to go with the whole armor to resist Satan and resist your flesh and resist the world. You have to have the whole armor on. You're not going to make it without the whole armor. You have to. I have to dress for success. And so he says, take the whole armor of God, not part of it, not one item, but the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. God wants to give you victory. Why do you live on Depression Avenue? Why do you live in discouragement? Well, you give in to your flesh. Say, I just can't resist the devil. I can't resist my flesh. I can't resist the world. You have to. You must. And God says, take on the whole armor of God. What's the whole armor of God? Well, number one, it's truth. Look what he says. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. The loins was a girdle or a belt. And that belt attached every piece of armament somehow. You take truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You and I must live in truth as we battle Satan tomorrow, as we battle the flesh tomorrow, as we battle the world. We must take truth with us. There must be a life of truth. I was visiting with a couple, they're in here tonight, and they know who they are. And I visited with him this week, I visited with her and him this week. And as I visited with them, you know, that young man told me the truth. But normally you don't get the truth when I got the wife in, he had this, you know what? He had the truth, 100% the truth, and nothing but, my heart thrilled. Because he told the truth. You'll never get victory in life without the truth. You cannot hide the truth. You cannot skirt the truth. You cannot color the truth. You have to have truth in your life tomorrow. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And God's word says you're going to have to buckle everything around truth. It starts with truth. If you don't have truth, you don't have anything. I find that most people, most Christians, lie at first. I'll deal with people and they'll look right at me and lie. And I have to try to interpret, is he lying? And I've got ways that normally I can tell. I can see it. I've been doing it for 50 some years and talking to people. I could tell if someone's lying. And I'm thinking, I'm not getting the truth here, am I? God's word said if you want to have success, you're going to have to start with truth. Truth with your wife, truth with your husband, truth with your kids, truth with one another. I am the way, the truth. God rests everything in Christianity on truth. Not only that, not only you dress for success with the girdle of truth, the belt holds it all together. But look what else he says. And having the breastplate of righteousness. We have to have truth, then we have to righteousness. What is righteousness? Just right? Living right, doing right, saying the right things, acting the right way, paying your bills the right way, living for God, do right. You know, the breastplate is so important because it's portable. The best breastplate covers your breast, all your breastplate area. God was so marvelous when he designed you and me. God built a rib cage that starts right here. You can feel it. And it goes around to the back. God put a rib cage in every one of us. Why? That rib cage is there to protect. What does it need to protect? Your heart. God put that there. God put that rib cage there to protect your heart. What else is in there? Your lungs. What else is in there? Your kidneys. What else is in there? Your spleen. What else is in there? Your gut. All of that has to be protected. You imagine, Brother Oxendine, if our heart was just exposed playing football and you can hit that heart and you can wound that heart or your kidneys or your lungs or your spleen or whatever it may be. God, hey, we had a great grandbaby this morning and that great grandbaby has all his parts in his body. God did that. God built that little baby's body with two eyes and two ears and a mouth and two hands and 10 fingers and 10 toes. And he put a breastplate, he put a guard in his rib cage around that little baby boy. 8 pounds, 9 ounces. Oh my goodness. God did that. And God wants to protect your life. So you're going to have that breastplate this week. That breastplate is movable and you can move it this way and that way, but it's protecting what, and as a Christian, your life is so important. It's so important. Don't you get weary with this? Isn't it easy to fall? Isn't it easy to sin? Isn't it easy to get off track with God? Isn't it easy to worry and get frustrated and worry what's, I don't know what happens tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of tomorrow. You can't live in fear. You need the breastplate to resist these things that are unrighteous in your life. And so if we're going to get dressed for success, we have to have truth. And we have to have righteousness. Number one, we have to have what? Truth. Secondly, we have to have, look at the third thing, we have to have peace. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know if Iran and our president signed the deal today or yesterday, or I don't know where they're at with that. But whatever they sign, it's going to break. Because we're dealing with liars. We're dealing with people that have no truth in their lives. And I know the president's trying to do things that are right and open that strait and all that to get the ships flowing again. But he's dealing with somebody that's going to lie right to your face. Because Jesus is peace. Peace I give unto you. My peace I leave unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Child of God, you and I can live in a world where the devil, the flesh, and the world attacks us, and we can have peace. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight, but rose a melody sweeter than song. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit. Forever I pray in fathomless billows of love. I want God's people tomorrow to have peace. I'd like all of you in this room, this great auditorium, the balcony in the lower floor, I want you to have peace, that inner calm. In a world that's full of agitation, in the world that's full of uncertainty, in a world where you're going for a job interview this week and you don't know if you're going to, in a world that you're going to lose your job this week, in a world where you're going to go to the doctor and he's going to unrest your peaceful, calm spirit, God says you can have peace. He'll give you peace in the troubled storms of life.
Yes. Amen.
You know, when you dress for success, I'd button that, but it doesn't button anymore. I don't know what's wrong with this stomach here. When you're dressed for success, you have to add truth to your marriage. You have to have truth in your heart. And when you fail, you have to come immediately. God said, God, I just failed you. I'm so weak. Admit your weakness to God. I'm so weak. I'm so frail.
Amen.
God, I need truth. And Lord, I must have righteousness. I need righteousness. And I need the gospel of peace. I'm an ambassador. I'm an ambassador. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm an ambassador for peace. Not the world's peace, but God's peace. It's summertime, and I'm going to talk to my staff tomorrow about getting out and knocking on doors and visiting people. You know, one of the things that I found it might be good, and when you go door to door, see, I'm out here today from North Valley Baptist Church. I want to ask you a question. I've done this so many times. Are you the one that's looking for God? Are you looking for God? God sent me to this neighborhood. I don't know why, but I believe God sent me. And I'm looking for the person that's ready to die, nearest to death. I'm looking for the person that's searching for God. I'm going to tell you, you're going to find some folks because this world is so messed up and they don't know where to turn. But they could turn to Jesus Christ. And we've had a gully wash this year of men and women coming forward in the invitation. Many of you here tonight, and you're new. We have many of that coming to men's prayer on Saturday. You're new Christians and you're growing in grace. But you're growing in peace. God wants to give your life truth. He wants to give your life righteousness. He wants to give your life peace. But look at the next thing, verse number 16, as we dress for success. Above all, take the shield of faith. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. God says, he that cometh to me must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him by faith. God wants to reward us. I might have been foolish telling you that God's going to supply that $1.2 million by the end of summer. I might be foolish. I might come up and have to say, folks, we didn't get it. But I just believe that God's going to do it. I have nothing up my sleeve. I don't know of a company that's going to send us hundreds of thousands. I don't know of anything like that. But I believe God can. And I think we're living with the credentials that we need to live with in order to be blessed by God. You're running buses. You're driving buses, you're fixing buses, you're teaching Sunday school class, the choir. I mean, here's vacation night tonight. People are gone and the choir's staying full and the orchestra's staying full and the soul winners are out on Tuesday morning, on Saturday morning, and throughout the week. And I tell you, God's people are doing the right things to be blessed by faith. We sing that song, Living by Faith. We're not talking about saving faith. We're talking about living by faith, trusting in God. Then he says, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. There's a rule. I don't know what grade it is. Brother Fenner, you could help me with this. But I do know there's a rule now that when your children ride bicycles, they have to wear helmets. Does anybody know, I don't know, how old you have to be or what grade. Does anybody know? Anybody, shout it out if you know it. Does anybody know? You're a bunch of morons, aren't you? You're like me. You attract what you are, I guess. There's some grade level that you're riding. You know, I can recall when they brought in that helmet law for motorcycles. Anybody have a motorcycle? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I need a motorcycle, folks. I'd be a much better pastor if I was a motorcycle guy. Can you imagine that? I'd love to ride a motorcycle. I won't ever do it. But I tell you what, I would never get on a motorcycle without a helmet. Number one, it's the law. But you get in an accident with a motorcycle with no helmet on, you're probably going to die. Because your head, God protected your head with the skull. And he stuck the brain right inside of that. But you crush that cranium. You crush that. And you're going to die. God's word says the helmet of salvation. I'm so glad I'm saved.
Praise God.
I'm so thankful that God in his goodness reached down and saved my sorry soul. You know, my salvation gives me victory over the world, the flesh, the devil. And then he says, and take, look what he says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This book's going to help you tomorrow, friend. You're going to have to get up and get into it and read it and claim it. And maybe if you're in a carpool lane or by yourself driving, maybe you could just quote Scripture. You'd be shocked how much Scripture you know. You know the Romans road to salvation. Neither is there salvation any other, if there's no other name. You know that, Acts chapter 4. You know John 3:16, for God so loved. You know the next verse, for God sent not his son into the world, condemned the world. You know John 3:3, except a man be born again. You know Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created that. You'd be shocked how many scripture verses you know. You know that Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee. You know Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. And just quote scripture. Because there's power in the scripture tomorrow over Satan. There's power in the scripture tomorrow over my flesh. There's power tomorrow over this world through the scripture. And then lastly, he says, verse 18, praying always with prayer, supplication in the spirit, watching unto with perseverance and supplication with all the saints. God says, if you're going to have success, number 7, you got to put the prayer on your life. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Amen.
What are you facing tonight? What are you facing that's so much bigger than you are? I don't know how God's going to answer it, but I know he always does.
Right.
He may have you go through, he may have you be Job's experience, go through your trial, but God's going to answer your prayer.
Amen.
I don't know how, but he does. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. I guarantee it, that's the way to dress for success. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word, the Bible. I thank you for these great people. Lord, I know they love your word. But I do know tomorrow they're going to get up and face Satan tomorrow morning. He's walking about with his wiles devices, his cunning trickery. He's going to try to trick Christians into doing and saying and performing things that they should not be involved with. He's going to try to trip them up. He knows where they're weak. He just watches. I think of the flesh. My flesh is so weak. And I pray that God, I would battle my flesh and yield to the Holy Spirit of God. And the world is pressing upon me. Lord, I think of all the world, the flesh, the devil. They all hate me. But I pray I resist the devil, and he will flee. Help me to live on the winning side tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.